Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. A little bit of Texas blues there, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, one of my favorite people on the planet, president of the Galen Institute, editor of Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform. Also, Grace Marie, somebody has walked off with the other book that you guys did.
Why Obamacare is Wrong for America.
That's it.
Harper Collins. We got it right. 5 months after this law passed, we were able to anticipate what was going to happen in writing this book, and we got it right.
It's a book of prophecy, folks. So,
including the physician shortage that we're just hearing a lot about this. Now, what have we done? We've expanded coverage. We haven't increased supply. What does that mean is going to happen? Costs are going to go up even higher than they were before in the health sector. What do people want, especially small business leaders? For 20 years, you ask about polling, for 20 years, when small businesses are asked, what is the most important goal in health reform? Get our costs down.
Right.
And everything that government has done is to build a bigger fire underneath health care inflation, making it even harder for small businesses to take care of their employees and provide health insurance.
And see, one of the things that they were saying was that 40, 50 million people are uninsured, we're going to take care of them. Well, the truth is they only got 10 million of them insured, right?
That's right.
Not the 40 or 50. Also, am I correct in saying, in reporting from some statistics that I read, that employer-based health care has been declining?
Absolutely, it's going down.
One of the cornerstones of American capitalism is declining.
And one of the reasons, I mean, big corporations are not going to drop coverage, but it is small businesses, many of whom, as you know, they've got family members working for their businesses.
Yep.
They desperately want to provide health insurance. But when their premiums are doubling every couple of years...
Ours went up on our employees.
It's either that or you can't keep your business open. You can't keep your doors open.
Yep.
And now with a new minimum wage of $15 in California and Washington State being proposed for the country, more and more businesses are just not only going to be able to keep their doors open, they're not going to be able to afford to hire people.
Well, and this is where the ideological delirium tremens of the left have come to pass on the backs of Main Street businesses.
Yeah. That's right, and that's what's happening. When I thought about that California increase in the minimum wage, you're thinking that is something politicians are doing and forcing businesses and ultimately, of course, consumers to pay that cost, thinking they're going to get credit for it. The same thing with the employer mandate. The employer mandate in Obamacare says businesses will be forced to provide health insurance or pay a fine.
At what point in time, though, Grace Marie, is the electorate, and I mean all the electorate, I'm talking about minorities, all the different people who are the targets of some of these plans, at what point in time are those people going to say, wait a minute, this isn't really helping me? I mean, I keep waiting on that to happen, Grace Marie. I would have thought it would have happened by now, wouldn't you have?
But some new politician is going to come, they always come along, like now Bernie Sanders,
right,
basically saying, you can have it all. If we just get all those insurance companies out of this equation, then we can give you free health care and have the government run it.
Folks, we already know that isn't where you know math. You can't add all that up and come up with a positive sum at the bottom.
And if you took all of the profits out of the health insurance industry, you would be able to reduce premiums maybe between $50 and $100 a year on a $6,000 policy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a drop in the bucket.
Yep.
If you were to take all the CEO salaries for insurance companies out of the equation, you'd save 42 cents on your premium.
Yep.
I mean, they're completely detached from reality.
Well, it's just
private sector brings value to this equation.
It's lies and deceit and manipulation, Grace Marie. That's all this is. They don't really, if it would really work, you know, fine. But we know that it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And I do think with healthcare though, Jim, that people, and this is some of the work we've done with focus groups, people are now, they've got their radar screen on. They say, you promised us that we could keep our doctor, our premiums were going to go down, we could cover everybody. If we like your plan, you can keep your plan. None of those were true.
I hope
so
that
they
comes
don't
up
believe
the,
politicians can make these promises.
I hope that can be made in the general election debates. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for 18 great years. Thanks for being here today.
Congratulations. And
keep
you
up
Jim.
The good
Wonderful.
Work. Galen.org, ladies and gentlemen.
And ObamacareWatch.org.
There you go, ObamacareWatch.org. Check that out, too. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.